from the Light 92 News Center. This is an information update.
It is 23 degrees in Brantford, 23 in Hamilton, 22 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. Extra airport staff are expected to be set up at Toronto's Pearson today as Air Canada gets ready to kickstart operations after the flight attendant strike. Pearson says it's sending additional staff across its terminals and baggage areas to help passengers and support startup operations. The union representing about 10,000 flight attendants says the tentative deal reached overnight would end the practice of unpaid work by flight attendants when airplanes are not in the air. Air Canada says the first flights are scheduled for this evening, but cautioned the return to full regular service may require 7 to 10 days as aircraft and crew are out of position. Canada's annual inflation rate fell 2 ticks to 1.7% in July thanks to lower prices at the pump. StatsCan says gas prices were down more than 16% year over year, largely because of the removal of the consumer carbon price. But there were signs of price pressure building for grocery bills last month, as costs rose 3.4% annually at grocery stores, up from 2.8% in June. Meanwhile, rent price gains accelerated. 4 people were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries following an overnight single-vehicle crash on the 403 in Brantford. OPP say it happened in the westbound lanes of the highway just west of Garden Avenue. The first human case of West Nile virus has been detected in Hamilton. The city's health unit says the reported case has made them boost the risk of contracting the virus in the region from moderate to high. It says most people infected by the virus won't have symptoms, although those with weakened immune systems may develop symptoms. Apple has launched its self-repair program in Canada. Customers will be able to pay for any parts and rent or buy tools needed to fix their own iPads, iPhones, and Macs. They'll also get access to manuals and diagnostic software that help troubleshoot issues for free. Once customers finish repairs, they can get a credit when they return their used or damaged parts to be refurbished or recycled. The Toronto Blue Jays, who dropped an error-riddled 5-2 decision to the Pirates last night in the opener of a 3-game set, will be looking to bounce back in Pittsburgh this evening. Light 92 weather, showers in the forecast this evening along with the risk of a thunderstorm developing, 10 to 15 millimeters of rainfall expected, the overnight temperature 19, Wednesday cloudy, the chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm developing, 24 tomorrow with the humidex ramping up to 32, Thursday a mix of sun and cloud, the high 26. Right now in Brantford it's 23 degrees, 23 in Hamilton and 22 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.